Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Hannah Hart, and here we are at recording day two of the groundbreaking new self-help podcast, Hannalyze This. I'm joined by my best friend and co-host, Hannah Galve.
That's me.
Okay, yeah. So what are we doing here today?
Why are we making this podcast? Where did we get this idea to make a podcast? How long have we been talking about making a podcast?
For years. I think we started wanting to make this podcast because I think that there are so many people out there that don't know what they're talking about, but think they do. And that, I want to be one of them. No, but like, don't you ever feel like, for me, I feel like the self-help fad kind of falls in one of two categories. Either the people that are like, be at one with the earth, gratitude, yada yada, and you're like, okay. Or the people that swing to the opposite side and are like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm an adult baby child. And I think we fall somewhere in the middle.
Some days, yeah. I'm a big adult baby child. I've been there also. Well, and I just think so much self-help now is, I'm doing quotation marks in the air. Self-help now is very flash in the pan. It's like, oh, read these five things to love yourself more. Like, that's not going to bring about any lasting change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to talk about more in-depth stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous because, as you've mentioned before, there are people out there who claim to be experts or very knowledgeable, and I am neither of those things. So, are we actually qualified to do this?
Absolutely not. But you know what we do have? The same name, which also makes a great pun. As I mentioned, today is day two, and we actually had a day one, which turned into episode zero. Wow, 210. We're off to a great start here. Hannalyze This. Anyway, we'll just play it for you guys to get a little taste of where we started, and hopefully we'll be a part of the journey to where we end up.
Is there any way we can kind of make sure that, like, certain people never hear this ever, such as family members, certain friends, acquaintances, coworkers, my boss?
Unfortunately, no. Welcome to being a public figure. Enjoy! For those of you listening, hi, I'm Hannah Hart.
And I'm Hannah Gelb.
And for those of you that don't know, I work in the entertainment industry. I've worked in it for about 7 years. I got my start on YouTube. I had a viral video called My Drunk Kitchen. I've published some books. I've been in some movies. I've done some charity work. I have a volunteer organization. And I had a show on Food Network last year. Yeah, that happened too.
I'm proud of you for putting in a lot of work becoming a famous person. To make it much easier.
Okay. And now I'm on this podcast, which I am starting with my best friend, Hannah Gelb.
Things I'm really good at. Expressive noises. Finding cats on the street.
You are really good at finding cats on the street.
I've known Hannah Hart since 2006.
Wow, dude.
We met in September of 2006.
It was a Tuesday. What are some questions that we're going to be addressing on this podcast? Will I ever love myself?
What does your best life look like?
Ooh, okay. How do I not be so angry at people?
How to deal with your psychotic coworkers?
How to take care of yourself without feeling guilty all the time?
How to stop trying to control things that you can't control? That's what comes up for me when I talk about my psychotic coworkers. I hope they're all listening.
Me too. What is compassion and what is codependence?
What are healthy boundaries?
What are boundaries?
What do healthy boundaries look like? Can you actually truly be completely non-codependent with a significant other?
Can you trust anyone?
Can you actually trust any other person? What does a well-lived life look like? Is there a universally accepted? I mean, I feel like there is, and I'm like, well, fuck, because I don't have that. Like,
How do you let go of toxic friendships?
Oh, my God. Discipline.
Discipline?
Will I ever, ever do anything in life? Because I just can't sit down and do anything. Discipline.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is everyone better than me? Or is that just in my head?
Do all my friends hate me and talk about me when I'm not there?
How do we explain to Hannah that we hate her? And we want to explore all these questions and more because mainly we're trying to figure out how can we have so many things in this world and the majority of Americans are unhappy? Why? Frankly, I think happiness is different for everybody. What does happiness mean to you?
Well, for me, I think whatever. Okay, if you ask a person what is happiness, they will answer. They will give you an answer that has to do with what's happening in their life at that moment. Like, it'll probably change throughout their lives. You know what I mean? So I was thinking living a life that is congruent with your values. So, like, for example, if you are happiest, like, making pizzas, then you have, like, plenty of time to make pizzas. Yeah. That's, like, my dream, you know? So not doing that right now. So do not have a life aligned with my values. I feel crazy all the time.
I like the idea that happiness is something that's congruent with your values because mm-hmm. I think so much we look at it as like an object that we're in pursuit of. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, that's America, the pursuit of happiness. And it's like, well, happiness isn't a goal. It's a state. And also like happiness is a feeling, like it's elevation. It's peaks and valleys. You can't be constantly happy mm-hmm. because then if you're set your par at constant happiness, happiness would become what your like normal even level is. The reason mm-hmm. happiness feels like ding mm-hmm, is because mm-hmm. it's a peak. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to, like, just elevate my whole bar.
Right. Yeah. Like, is anyone really as happy as they appear on Facebook/Instagram/Snapchat?
Is anybody really as sad as they appear on all those things? I also think there's this Whoa. Whole flip side. Yeah.
Right.
We complain all over the internet all day mm-hmm. long. And it's just so negative.
Like, well, yeah. I mean, maybe we're unhappy because we are constantly having to edit and produce a weird online magazine about ourselves all the time.
Wow, that I don't know what that's like. Frankly, this is a forum to vent about the self-help techniques we've been told to do. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times people have said to me, you know, you just got to practice gratitude. And I'm like, dude, you do not even know how much gratitude I fucking practice. And we've both tried a lot of different therapy and a lot of different self-help techniques. And we're really just here to explore those and share those. Things like meditation. You know, I'm pretty big on meditation now, as in I have done it and it was great.
And I have failed to regularly practice meditation multiple times. So maybe this podcast will really help me actually follow through on something.
Cognitive behavioral therapy. It works great for me. Hannah, what are your thoughts on it?
I fucking hate that shit. Sorry.
No, that's good. Don't cut yourself off. Lean in, Hannah.
I find CBT to be very annoying and very like a surface level kind of treatment. To me, it's like, oh, your thoughts are really shitty. Well, don't have those thoughts anymore.
Not every technique works for every person.
You're done. No. Congratulations. You're no longer a sad person. Isn't that great? Okay. For example, in CBT, they say, write down the thought that is irrational and causing you pain, such as, I'm a loser and everyone hates me. And then replace that with a rational thought that is more believable. And then you just repeat it to yourself over and over. But it's like sometimes you are in a space where that does not work. It does not work. And then you're more mad at yourself because it didn't work. And you're like, what is wrong with me?
I think it works.
Oh,
you remember what? I like that. I like that reality testing where it's like, I'm going to tell Hannah that we have to reschedule the podcast and she's going to be mad at me, but she's going to hate me as a friend forever. That's not true, though.
But maybe it really depends on the thought. Like, that's kind of okay. That's like a daily thing. Maybe it's because because I'm talking about my core beliefs that are like, I suck. That's a little harder to flip
My
around.
Goal for this podcast is to just try and get you to feel like you don't suck. Or you do suck. But you're great at sucking, man. You're
right.
You're really the best at being the worst.
Yes. And I think that's all my dad's fault.
That's it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see how many times everybody take a drink every time we end the podcast that way. Why do parents feel like we owe them anything? That's another one of those good questions.
Do we owe our parents anything?
At the end of the day, we don't have the answers to any of these questions, but we have...
No.
God, Jesus, no. But we're going to try out different things to see if they help us along the way. And there you have it, episode 0. I thought that went pretty well.
There's no going back now.
There's no going back.
It's out there. I feel so exposed.
I'm sorry, dude. Thank you, by the way, for letting me, you know, exploit your emotional vulnerability on podcasts this way.
Thank you for being a wealthy, successful person. I can just ride your coattails as long as possible. And next week, we have our very first episode.
Yeah! What's it gonna be about, Hannah?
It's about fucking exes.
Fucking exes, like fucking exes, or like fucking exes?
Exactly.
It's on Tuesdays.
Oh, great day.
That's a great day for this, because yeah. Tuesday's such a shitty day of the week.
Oh, but it's so much better than Monday.
No, because Monday you're riding the anticipatory anxiety of like, ugh, it's Monday, and it's just going to be like a ugh. But Tuesday is Monday. It's just another day.
I don't think so, man.
Tuesday?
I think Tuesday's got a real upbeat kind
really?
Of a sound to it.
I always thought Tuesday's the hardest day of the week. Which is why these two different perspectives are all going to be available for you weekly on Tuesdays for the Hanalyze This podcast. See you there, earbuds!
Forgot about the earbuds.